This year is Lili Nishmas Rav Hadari Zatzal on his first Yahrzeit. It's hard to believe that it was a year ago. I remember being with Levi Niknam, learning, talking over here, and I walked out, and literally, I had a minhag the last 3 years of Rav Hadari's life, is that I would go over to him, and we would learn his shir that he was going to give as a sicha to the yeshiva. You always give a sicha on Yom Yerushalayim, and I had this chus of learning with him in his office for 3 years in a row. How did that start? It started 3-4 years ago when I would go with Don Cates to Chutz La'aretz, and many people, and I would go give a shir. So I said to Rav Hadari, I'm going for Yeshiva Rakota, Yom Yerushalayim, I need some good material. So he says, come and learn with me. So every year, for 3 years in a row, he'd call me out. And last year, when I went over with Levi Niknam, I said, Harav, Hashana. So it was very, very spooky. He says to me, they haven't asked me yet. They haven't asked me yet to give the sicha, which is very strange, because it's within 2 weeks of Yom Yerushalayim. So literally, and then he was nifter 2 days after that discussion. It's very, very, it was a little crazy. So we chose the Rav Hadari being so ish eshkolot within his limud. One, we decided to do both the Haftorah and how he connected it to Yom Yerushalayim. So to be able, I think, to talk about two facets, or even maybe three facets of his learning. The Tanakh, the expertise that he has. He was literally one of the top 10 expertise in Tanakh. Definitely in the state of Israel. I don't know about the world, but definitely in the state of Israel. The idea of how much he lived Chagim and Shabbatot, it was one of his major shitat achinuch, and as we'll see, one of the major things that he trailblazed is that you get Torah Chassidut even into a regular Litvish yeshiva. He was the one who said, okay, we're going to open up a Sfas Emes, we're going to open up a Rav Tzadok, and go and have a shir in it. Well, Havdil, it's very similar to what the what happened in Volozhin when the Netziv says, I'm going to give a parsha shir on Friday morning. It's like unheard of. Right, this was unheard of. So it's to have known him, it was very special, and to continue, you know, his widow Mirza Hashem, she Yibadel Chaim, and let's learn a little of his Torah, the Haftorah. It's really the Haftorah Bichukosai. This comes from a small pamphlet of Sipur Min Haftorah that they put out based on his shiurim. And it's, what'd you say? Did he give Haftorahs on Friday morning?
Yeah.
This was the, it says here it came out in Mizgarot alone. Right, they had a bi-weekly to Bogrim to Yeshiva Rakota. It says here this came out as a result of that.
Yeah, it
was this
Friday morning.
Yeah.
Go there, it's time. It's got one chair. I established a chair for 3 years.
Yeah.
Please move the new chair. I was the shortest chair, so the same people there. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That gave
them wrong. Baruch Hashem. So it says here, the Haftorah here, if you look, I don't know if you have a, if you don't have a Tanakh, you have it over here, you can share this afterwards. I have a Tanakh over here. You should be able to grab a Tanakh right over there. If you open up to Yirmiyahu, it's the end of chapter 16 in Yirmiyahu, leading into Yud Zayin. To quickly, we'll see what Rav Hadari Zatzal learned, but just for us to know, us Chutznikim don't learn Yirmiyahu so quickly. So the first, what? The last couple of psukim first of Tet Zayin. It starts off Pesach Yud Tet. The first three psukim, which is interesting, why what Rav Adari already says in this sicha is obviously one of the questions anytime you learn Haftorah, this is how you learn Haftorah, is why did Chazal choose this Haftorah? Why this Haftorah for Bahar B'chukosai? How is it connected to the Parsha? That's always. And then the next piece is, not only is it connected to the Parsha, it's also connected to Inyani Dioma. That's the second question that he deals with us, obviously. We'll see. He asked a couple more questions, but that's the first two. That's the first question. So if you look at Pasuk Yud Tet, the first three psukim talk about the idea that the goyim in the future are going to recognize Hashem, versus Am Yisrael is going to still be stuck in their avodah zarah. It says Adonai Uzi Ma'uzi Umenusi Biyom Tzara. Elecha goyim yavo me'av se'aretz v'yomru ach sheker nachu avoteinu hevel vein bamoil. So now you'll remember, Mamish, is such a schus for Rav Hadari that you learned this pasuk. Why is this important pasuk? Because you say this pasuk already. This pasuk you already say every. It's referenced every Kabbalat Shabbat, and I'll sing it to you in the Karbach tune. V'ra'u kol avsei aretz et Yeshua. Right, Nachon? Right? You know that? You say it every Shabbos. You obviously knew that the source of that is Yirmiyahu, Perek, Tetzayin, Pasuk Yud Tet. Obviously. So now you'll know it. Right? Which is what? Again, saying that in the future, the Goyim will come, Yavo me'av se'aretz. They're going to come from all corners of the land. And they're going to say, I can't believe it. All of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Sheker Nachlu Avoteinu, Hevel Bein Bamoil, every Avodah Zarah that you've been doing, it's all garbage. Hayas Elo Adam Elohim, Vehem Elo Elohim. Can man make God? It's not a God. Lachein Hinni Modiyam Bipam Azot. Odiyim Et Yadiv Et Gvorati V'yadu Kishmi Adonai. Therefore, comes the end of that perek and says it's not only a revelation to Am Yisrael, but it's to everybody. Bepamazo to everybody. The first, I haven't done this till now. To everybody, you should know. V'yadu kishmi Hashem. As opposed to Perek Yud Zayin, Chatat Yehuda, Am Yisrael is continuing with their Avodah Zarah. Ktuva be'ed barzel b'tziporin shamir charusha luach libam ulekarno mizbechotechem. Kizkor b'neihem mizbechotam v'asherihem. Aleitz ra'anan, for those people that are familiar with the language of Torah, that's very much Avodah Zarah in Dvarim, asherihem aleitz ra'anan ha'gvot, gvot, gvot ha'gvot, hari basadeh chalcha kol tzrotecha labaz etim b'motecha v'chatat chogulecha v'shamateta uvecha minachatcha shenatati lach. This sounds like the curses. This would be one answer. Rav Adari didn't mention this. This would be like the curses. B'chukosai is the curses. You don't follow Hashem, you have all these curses. Right? Yeah, what's going to happen? You're going to, as a result of the curses, you don't follow me, you're then what? You're not going to get the bracha, you're going to start worshipping, working your enemies. Your enemies are going to work. Ba'aretz ha'shalo yadata, ki ish kikad elchem ba'api ar olam tukad. Now this pasuk you know already. Ko amar Hashem arura gever. Asher yiftach ba'adam v'sam basar zra'o min Adonai yasur libo. People cursed. That what are you doing? You're putting bitachon in man. V'aya ke'arar ba'arava v'lo yireh ki'avot tov. Right? It's like a desert. Right? There's not going to be any proper tfua produce that's going to happen. V'shachan charirim ba'midbar eretz m'lecha v'lo teshev. There's not going to be any growth. As opposed to Baruch HaGever sheyiftach b'Hashem v'ya Hashem yiftacho v'ya ke'it shatul al mayim v'yuval yishalach shirashav. Again, this is a pasuk Yovel b'har b'chukosai Yovel. It's a machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. What does the word Yovel mean? Is Yovel based on the tkiya and the shofar? The Ramban quotes this pasuk v'al yuval yishalach shirashav. The Ramban says yuval means that you're coming. Because it's like you're walking. You're walking to your freedom. Okay? So obviously, part of this has to very much the connection of the brachot and klalot of the Behar B'chukotai. Akov aleiv mikol v'anu shumidenu. Ani adonai chokir lei bochen klayot. V'latet li'ish kidrachav kiprim alav. All of this, you can understand it has to do with brachot, klalot, at the end, latet ish kidrachav, the idea of mishpat, tzedek, midah keneged midah. Rav Adari came then and emphasized the next three psukim. And he wanted to know, because all the mefarshim, we'll read a little bit from the Radak here. But he had said, what is going on with these next three psukim? What's the connection in general to here? And what does it mean? What are these three psukim mean? Specifically, he's going to really focus on pasuk Yud Bet. Yud Aleph says, Kore Dagar Velo Yalad. Usa Usher Velo Mishpat. Dagar is what? It's a type of bird, right? That's sitting on eggs, but it's not on its own eggs. What is it? It's sitting on someone else, on another. And therefore, when it hatches, the kids say, hey, you're not my papa. And what do? You run away. Okay? And the Radak here connects this to the previous pasuk of Mida Keneged Mida. It's an unbelievable Radak. Because what is it? Then it says, Osa Osher, a person who does wealth, Lo Bimishpat, meaning he doesn't do it faithfully. The Radak here deals with theodicy. It's unbelievable. The Radak here, Rav Adari said to look at the Radak. So the Radak here in Perek Yud Zayin. The word Kore Dagar? Yeah. That's what we're going to talk about in a second. Meaning, that concept, the idea, listen to what he says. He says, since it says, Latet ki ish kidrachav, Omar, he says, Al titman fiarasi. You have a Rasha shu matzliach b'nechasim. We see what? We have Rishayim that are being... Yeah? Why doesn't God pay back based on his deeds? So the classical answer is not in Olam Hazeh, but Olam Haba. That's the classical answer. The Radak here says, Ki teida. Ki a Rasha she'in oshro b'mishpat. Lo yamolo, you should know, it's elayotza miyado b'chatz yamav. It may look good for the Rasha, but it's not going to last. And he gave the mashal to the dagar, to this oaf, that is laying on these beitzei oaf, and it's mechameim otam, and these eggs, they're hatched, they come out, and they're not like his children. Why they're not? Because lo yachu acharav. But they're going to go run away because they don't know who he is. Who is this person? So too the Radak says, in came Gama Rasha, that does Osher Velo Mishpat, Chatzi Yamav Yazvenu. Or when he dies and he leaves over the wealth to others, Lo Yashlim Yamav Ima Osher Asai, he's not going to take it with him, it's not going to be there. Yen Naval Bachrito. Something's going to happen, it's going to be lost. Okay? That's this pasuk according to the Radak. Again, the Rav Adari in the beginning of the Sikha says, what does this pasuk have to do with the previous psukim? But here is the focus for us. The focus for us is the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Bet. Kisei kavod maro me rishon mikom mikdashenu mikvei Yisrael Adonai kozvecha yevoshu. The Surai Baratzi Katevu Kiyazvu Mekor Mayim Chayim Et Adonai. Again, Pasuk Yud Gimel is talking about the people who could have been closer to Hashem, but you were Azvu Mekor Mayim Chayim Et Hashem. And the end of the Haftorah is Refaini Hashem V'nei Rafeh. Right? Roshini, right? The Pasuk that we have, the Bracha of Refuah. But what is this Pasuk? Again, the same question. What's this Pasuk of Kisei Kavod Maro Merishon? So again, Rashi, each one has to do with the pshat. Rashi here, for example, says, once you're going to, it connects it to the end of the end. Lefi sheba lomar kol ozvecha yevoshu. The end of the pasuk is going to tell me that what? Anybody who forsakes you, God, yevoshu, is going to be embarrassed. So therefore, what does he have to first say? First, he tells you about the, what are you missing out? Matchil bekiluso shel makom u'medaber lefanav. Ata shekisei kavod u'marom. You don't understand what they're missing. right? Your kisei kavod is lifted up from the beginning of Briyata Olam, u'michuvad keneged mikdashenu, which is what we're going to talk about. And look what they're missing. Now what they're missing. With this, this is where Rav Hadari, if you look at the sikha in front of you, comes in the first shot. He wants to say, before we have what Rav Hadari said, I wanted this to very much connected to what Yishai said over here, is that maybe, again, part of what's going on here is the concept of tzedek, mishpat, which we know we have Yerushalayim is what? Is known as an ir tzedek, right? There's a concept. One of the questions that we're asking here is, what's this connection to Ovir Avodah Zarah? Because part of the problem is that a lot of people just think about Ben Adam HaMakom, and they don't see that contradiction to the Ben Adam HaVeiro. Who cares that I'm an Ovid Avodah Zarah? As long as I'm moral, look at me. I'm an Ish Tzedek, I'm an Ish Chassid. The Haftorah might be telling you that that's not how it works. That you, if you're not davening, if you're not working on your Ben Adam HaMakom, even your Tzidkut, your Yashrut, could very much have a certain flaw. Rav Hadari first quoted Rav Soloveitchik here, and he explained, based on, if you look at the first paragraph in front of you, he quotes, Kisei kavod marom merishon mekom mikdashenu. Right? What is the word merishon? Merishon means, mikedem. From even what? Even before creation. This is referring to what? The Beit HaMikdash. Right? But the Gemara in Psachim says, that there are seven things that were created before the world was created. One of them is Torah. Another of them is the Beit HaMikdash. So what he's saying is, Kisei Kavod Marom Merishon. It was even created beforehand. And he says, this is the Yesh Lo Yachas Yashar. There's a clear connection to that which says in our Parsha. The Parsha says, V'natati Mishkani B'tochachem. The idea, the whole concept of having the Beit HaMikdash already as part of the whole concept of the world means to be here. That Hashem's Gilui Shechina will be here. And then in the contrast, obviously, is when we upset God, the rage that causes by God, V'yachas hafuch li'yehudei hazam. As a result of the chataim, that it's going to make it desolate. This is Elah HaKlulim B'tochacha V'nekamat HaBrit She'ufra Al Ha'aretz. Right? This pasuk is telling me, look what was supposed to be, and now that we messed up, the utter destruction. Okay? And that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood this concept of Torah, why it's here, connected to the Brachon and Klalot. So far we've given two interpretations. One, we suggested the idea of the Tzedek, not to divorce the Ben Adam HaMakom and Ben Adam HaVeiro. Number two is what Rav Soloveitchik had said, is that, again, very much referencing the Beit HaMikdash, which was already the whole purpose, it was already built into pre-creation, to tell you that this is part of the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have this Mishkan, and for us to be walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan, to have that Ol Moed, that'll be our dating place. And unfortunately, the tremendous rage that happens when we mess up. Rav Hadari said as follows, Atzal. He says, B'yamim anu zachinu litosefet hargasha v'amaka b'divrei ha'nevuah kulim b'haftorah. He says, after Shichrur Yerushalayim, in Tav Shin Chav Zayin, we have an additional interpretation of this Haftorah. Which he says what? There's a different Amkut, Shichrura Shel Yerushalayim HaMikdeshet. The liberation of the Holy Yerushalayim from foreign rule, and now having sovereignty over Har HaBayis for the first time since the days of Bar Kokhba, happened in Chav Chet Iyar. And this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, there's a takana that what happens? You have to lean the klalot of Vayikra, Bichukotai, Samuch L'Chag HaShavuot. And therefore says Rav Hadari, the Haftorah of Bichukosai will always come right next to Yom Yerushalayim, which is Chavchet Iyar. Nimsa. So now we have a deeper Hamakat B'malatayosh Yerushalayim. Here this is in Inyanei Diyoma of Yerushalayim. And that's where I return back to what I said. The only reason I got to the pshat of thinking about that was because Yerushalayim is known as an Ir Tzedek. This is what Yerushalayim is supposed to be. Yerushalayim is supposed to be that beacon of light of the right of Oro Shel Olam, of being able to know how to have not only the Tudah of the Kashrut of Mahadran and Rabbanu Mahadran, but also the Tudah of the morality that you have in the different stores that are going on, that we treat our workers well also. Rav Hadari went a step further. Rav Hadari said to understand this on a really deep level, we have to understand the Gemara in Yuma and the concept of the Evan Shittiyah, the foundation stone. Nikudat ha-motza li-itbonenut ki divrei ha-gemara b'yoma nundal ramadbet al Evan Ashtiyah. Lama nikra shma Evan Ashtiyah. Why is it called the foundation stone? The Gemara says, shemimena hushtat ha-olam. From here the world was created. Mitzion nivra ha-olam. Right? From Yerushalayim, the world was created. Shenamar mitzion michlal yofi. Tzion nivrei tchila. First, Yerushalayim was created. Usviva. And around it, nidbeku rigavim atzof ha-olam mikol tzad. Kedusha tar abayit ni'utza already. From the beginning of the creation, there's a kedusha of har abayit. What does this classic Rav Hadari? He comes and he says, we're going to give you a kedei lamor al yichuda shel agisha ha-kosmogonit. English? Cosmogenetic. English? I think so. Cosmogenetic. Hazot aleinu lamikol l'shol etzem. He's going to go back to understand the first creation of the physical being in this world, i.e., Evan Shasiya. Musag ze ba'agadal talmudit mikabel meimad shel omek. If you understand, to go to the pnimiyut, we're going to understand how, what's the significance that the world was created here through Kedushas Harabayis, through the Evan Shasiya. To understand this, he's going to quote Rav Kook. To understand what is the significance, to understand what is the creation of the physical world. Toch kedei diyun, says Rav Hadari, based on hit aluta olam, based on a ma'amar of the world progressing. Katav Rav Kook, here we go, guys. Shapat hachayim hayitziriyim. The abundance of creative life, mimekor hachayim, from Hashem, the Makor Chaim, holechet v'shofat hi liyitzirah elyona. It goes and it spreads out to a higher creation. Yitzirat ha-seichel ha-tov v'ashira. Right? Creates the seichel. Then it's mishtapelet hi darga achar darga. It has a certain level, sounds like evolution. Right? It goes step after step. Until physicality is created, nasei tivit, it becomes natural, kasha, hard, chashucha, dark, kshura l'chok afar, and even ubarzel. Now comes Rav Hadari and explains the words of Rav Kook. He's again explaining what is this significance of like this. What is this significance? Explains Rav Hadari. Biur dvarav, anu tofsim et talach habriya ka'atzala. That we look at the creation story as a yirida mimadriga l'madriga. That what happens? It was on the highest of level, and what happens? It kept going down, right? Started connected. We always talk about that. The word breishit. What does the word breishit mean? Breishit doesn't only mean the creation story. It doesn't only mean in the beginning. If you look in Sefer Yehoshua, biblically, Breishit means to be cutting. Bara means to cut. At the beginning, what happened right after that? We were all together. There was the Shamayim Va'aretz together. And then what happened? There was a cut. There's a nituk. So that's what we're talking about over here. There's going from ex ruchani ne'elam mikol ne'elam hechel itatzel talich shuruchani b'yisodo. It's mamash unbelievable. What happened? Something that was so purely spiritual, then it kept the manifestation of that spirituality became less and less salient, less and less blatant. Until what? Until the creation of what? Until the creation of the physicality. Until the creation of the physicality. But this whole process was Ruchni. This whole process, creation of Ruchni. Bisofo shel ta'alich. At the end of this process. Bisofa shel ahishtaflut darga achar darga. Nitava achomer. After this whole process, that's how the chomer, the physicality, was created. Mina nikuda rishona hazot. From this first point, shel chomer of creation, listen to this. This is now. We started from Makor Chayim. Step. Doesn't read it. Now what do we have? We have the stone. That's chomer. From this dark, hard chomer, creates what? The whole world. Right? Mina nikuda rishona hazot shel chomer hitpashet vihitpateach oto olam shanu makirim oto achukei afar barzel shel with all the physics that we have and every physical natural world hanikuda rishona hazot hi efo nikudat apkisha bin olam haruchani haatzili bin olam hagashmi hamitale mitkalel leinei basar shelanu. This is the Tzion. What is it? That's what he's about to say. This is the Tzion. Mitzion Nivrei Tchila. This is where it starts. Meaning, again, deeper what we're saying. Again, this is the meaning of when we say Yerushalayim doesn't mean East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim Shalmala with Yerushalayim Shalmata. Right? That's the concept of Gemara in Tanis. Right? Yerushalayim, the lave of Yerushalayim is because it's that much easier to have the physical and spiritual. It's not just because of the karbanos and the Torah year is more. It's starting from the actual creation of Chomer, which is what was a Ruchni process. This is the Tzion. This is the Tzion. This is the marking place. Tzion Nivrei Tchila. This is where it is created from. Says Rav Adari, this is the Mishnah Maseches Kehilim that talks about what? Different levels of Kedusha. And what does it say over there? You go into Eretz Yisrael, that's one level of Kedusha. And then from Eretz Yisrael, Gufa, what do? You come from Har Nof, you hit the center of Yerushalayim, you hit the Old City, you hit Yeshiva HaKotel, you hit... we can't go to Harbay, but getting closer, the more Kedusha you get... Over Adam Mimagal Chitzoni, what do? You go from the outer layers that we have to get into the inner level of Kedusha. Meaning, we're going and we're repeating that process of creation, which started from that internal Kedusha, and which led to the Chomer, which now what? You can't really see the Ruchni. Now you come from the outside and you what? Go into that Kedusha. The Chin B'Yushalayim Atzma, as we had said, you go from one Kedusha to the Ner. It's always going from the Chutz to the Pnim. From the Kotel to the Harabayit, you're taking the Klipa, the shell, you go in the inner. You're going from the means to the goal, from the branches to the Shoresh. This, listen to what he says over here, this is how he finished the Sicha here. Adam over mimakom lemakom bidarko. This is how we have to look at life. Are we just stam going? Especially, Rav Adari was amazing. Also, his connection to Chutznikim. So this specifically, you go from place to place. Do you view coming to Yerushalayim here as, it was a nice place, it was a nice gap here? Or do you view it? No. What he would say to you is, are you revealing your true inner self? Are you, then if you're going here, and from here you go to university, is that a level of continue going and making sure that you're revealing your toch? In that process to go back to what Sion was representing, Adam over mi makom la makom bidarko el mashu lemala min makom el nekudat gvul bein agvuli the bilti gvuli, to be able to see something that is limited, it's physical, But your job is to want, show how it's limitless, how it's borderless, how to be able. And this, he says, Tzion HaMitzuyenet, he said, Sheba Titzkayem Avtachat Parshatenu V'natati Mishkani B'tocham. This is the concept of what the Mishkan is what? This, I think he's hinting to the Vasili Mikdash V'shachanti B'tocham. The concept of what? What we need to do when we're going is to continue that we're making sure that we're going from step to step, that what's going on? We're not stopping and just focusing on the what? The chutz. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Right? We need to be able to follow within this Haftorah to teach us. It's not just telling us, okay, as Rav Soloveitchik had said beautifully, of what we missed and what we had, but it's really telling us about the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. What we had suggested the Yer Tzedek within the Psukim. But it's really telling us the purpose of being able to go and understand that Evin Shtiyah, that Tzion, that to remind us, even the physical, it's like a little mini mezuzah, right? You go to the mezuzah, this little physical thing, and it's supposed to remind you, I'm finishing, it's to remind you what? About HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too here, when you come in that Tzion, when you think about the Evin Shtiyah, that foundation stone, you remember the beginning, and you remember what? V'natati mishkani b'tochem. You have to be able to make sure when you're going, not to focus on the klipa machutz, but focus on what's internally correct and emet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure.